University Galleries in Uptown Normal currently hosts the works of Illinois State University alumna Erin Hayden. The artist draws on her Irish heritage, emphasizing fairy tales and storytelling in her exhibition, Flower o' the Moon, currently up through October 20th. This isn't the first time Hayden has shown her work at the galleries. She so impressed gallery director and chief curator Kendra Pates when Hayden exhibited her work in 2017's show Subdivision that the artist earned a return invitation.
It's just an honor to be back and also to have the whole space to do something with. It's nice to be Uptown Normal. Like, I lived just right across over there. So
those
really
apartments
cool.
By Jimmy John's?
Yeah, right above Jimmy John's, yeah. So it's pretty cool to be back. It feels like home here, so I'm really thankful and excited to be back and showing work.
Kendra, you decided to bring Erin back. What was the situation? Did you see something in particular that interested you that you wanted to show?
Well, I've been a fan of Erin's work since she was an undergrad here. So Erin got her bachelor's of fine arts degree here and her art education degree. And I sort of knew her at that time, but she asked me to come and do a studio visit with her while she was an undergrad. And she had been making really good work, but in that studio visit, I walked in and was just blown away by the way that she was starting to really play with positive and negative space and layering imagery and really playing with the materiality of the paint. It was fun to watch her grow and develop as she went to Chicago. She went to Northwestern for grad school, and she's still living in Chicago and has been showing really extensively there as well as some internationally. We were all really proud of her for being in this international group show at the Museum of Contemporary Art last year. And it was just really the right time. You know, we try to think a lot about how to support our alumni, whether we're offering them exhibition opportunities, lecture opportunities, residencies, putting them in a group show, solo shows, and just thinking about work that also I felt like our students would respond to and would enjoy seeing. We're always thinking about the visibility we have with this Uptown Normal space too, you know, with this huge bank of windows. And Erin's working on this large scale with this really, these fascinating kind of juxtapositions of imagery and color. It feels like the right space for her too. We have four different gallery spaces here, but this is the one where it felt like these paintings could just really announce themselves. And they're large and they need some room. They need some room around them.
Yeah. So you've got a sort of a Celtic theme going on through your paintings, Erin. Can you tell me about what inspired your work?
You know, it's just kind of been this recent fascination of mine, just like wanting to uncover my own history of, you know, my ancestors and where they came from and the stories that they told. And so reading lots of fairy tales and mythology of certain Celtic stories, and also just sort of like intuitively responding to certain symbols as well. So just sort of picking and choosing. I also got quite a lot of Celtic stamps that I've been collecting and working on certain writings that I've been working with. The one with the seal over there has a bunch of stamps.
Oh, a bunch of Celtic knots and such.
Yeah. So it was originally a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that I scanned in and then turned into a painting. Those are images that I've been working with and just sort of kind of trying to decode intuitively, but then also look up things when they resonate. Just sort of trying to like uncover those feelings, because, you know, when I grew up, my family was very proud of being Irish, but like the extent, the sort of way in which that was brought up was that like we should wear green like all the whole month of March, and so I'm trying.
You're
to
going a little deeper then.
I'm trying to go a little deeper, yeah. In addition to the Celtic imagery, there's these images of water and also some poetry that sort of enters in, and other sort of fantastical fantasy, so also spatial things that are happening in there too.
Let's look at this painting down here that looks like it has Saturn, and then on top of it, because you work in a collage type of way, we have what looks like a sort of a folklore image of someone in a tunic with sandals, and it looks very mythic.
This actual image is from this illustrator, Vera Bach, who I'm a really big fan of, and all of her illustrations, a lot of them are in Irish Celtic stories. This image in particular felt like very much of like this individual really struggling, and so I wanted to add to that. And also being in my 30s and thinking about everyone within their 30s has a Saturn return. And that moment in life is like a real like reconfiguring your life. Really lots of lessons happen. So that's sort of a part of this piece too.
And along the edges there, we see some text as if what we're getting here is part of a book of myths and legends and that sort of thing. Why is text important in your work?
I think that it's a point at which like many people can access in a different way than images, that maybe sometimes can add clues or give points to which maybe people looking at an abstract work couldn't access as easily. This particular painting, there's, you know, text on the side where you can just sort of pick and choose text that like flame or aware or had, and it becomes a type of poem in itself. But also in my own writing, I think about the ways in which words create sound and mimic sound and sort of flow into one another. And I kind of think about text as textures that situate themselves in a similar way that a painting can function when you're looking through it. There's a repetition that text happens, like in this painting over here, it's like absolutely, 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 but also like thinking about like a shape that repeats like a star or a brushstroke, and having those be situated in the same space, I think is exciting.
Well, it's been really fun and surprising for me in terms of Erin and I have had some studio visits, and we sat in this space where her work is now going to be exhibited a few months ago talking about possibilities. And then she went and made the work.
You mean this wasn't made? You know, you didn't look at it and go, yeah, I want to put this up. It was like, I want to show you. And then Erin, you went and you created it.
Yeah.
And so she, when we were sitting in the space, she said, these are the ideas I'm thinking about, you know, and I'm doing this research about my Irish ancestry and about Celtic goddesses and water. And it was exciting to say, here's an alum. We trust her and we're going to see what she makes. I mean, she will be premiering a video too. So these are brand new paintings that were finished right before they were wrapped up and put on a truck. We're premiering a new video that I actually haven't seen yet, which is not how I usually work, but it's really exciting to think.
But you really have to trust your artist.
Yes, and I think it'll be really fascinating to see the video on this large screen, kind of across the space from these large paintings, and thinking about having that motion and potentially sound, and how does that activate the paintings in another way, or, you know, form different responses with them. We also have all of these poetic texts that Erin's been working on too, and drawing with typewriters, and I love that.
How do you draw with typewriters?
When you're working with a typewriter, it's a more immediate way of working with text. And so sometimes I'm just sort of pressing and not really spelling anything. And then that creates shapes or lines and sort of, and you're also able to move the paper in any space, and it doesn't have to make sense logically like on a computer of line by line. And so that's how the drawing kind of starts. You know, sometimes actual drawing happens on top or stamping of images. It all kind of functions similarly in that, you know, it's like putting dark marks onto a lighter sheet of paper and sort of seeing how that works compositionally. And a lot of it has to do with how I'm feeling in the moment and sort of responding to that. I think that typing on a typewriter makes you really aware of like being in the moment and sort of feeling the text and sort of kind of having to mean what you say when you're pressing the keys a lot more.
Because you can't take it away, like with a word process.
Yeah. So then like it automatically also happens where, you know, sometimes I make a spelling error and I have to deal with that.
But is it really an error?
No, it's like it jump starts another type of creativity that sort of welcomes that.
There's a real feel of whimsy here.
Yeah, there is. I think one of many things that people respond to in Erin's work is that she's also not afraid of cuteness and fun and embracing these things instead of hiding from them. Sometimes there's such a critical bent that it feels like you're not allowed to have fun with the work at all. But I think she's found a really successful way to bring criticality in, but also embracing fun and whimsy and cuteness.
Embracing the cuteness.
Yeah, definitely. And but also like thinking about how cute can be powerful, being proud of that. It could be a real strength. there are so many things that are really beautiful and honest in that cute space that we should embrace and not be ashamed of.
That's artist Erin Hayden, along with Kendra Pates, director and chief curator of University Galleries in Uptown Normal, currently showing Flower o' the Moon through October 20th. I'm Laura Kennedy.